next to me. A trio gathered by the square upon the cobblestone street. The Frog King's son had been displaced, the festival was bright, and three brave souls prepared to go into the coming night. Young Amelia Blacktail with the chocolate-colored fur, no corset strings or silken gowns could ever conquer her. With a shattered staff and spirit high, she cast the dress aside for a warrior's path and dusty trails are where her joys reside. I'll take no husband for a cook, nor sew a fine attire. I'll walk the woods in woodman's garb with eyes of amber fire. Then spoke the tinkerer Zonrad with his pockets full of gears, with wrenches, bolts, and heavy rings upon a leather wheel. He counts the force of popping studs and draws the wings of flight, a mind of gears and heavy grease that labors through the night. I'll build a staff of sturdier wood with lathe and levers grace, and find the springs in castle vaults to win the dreamer's race. Olivia, the weaver's girl in a vest of many hues, with roses made of colored cloth to chase away the blues. She bought us pins for bottles red and cobalt and the green, the brightest soul in Stone Barrow that ever has been seen. I'll find the vintage silks and rags beneath the dungeon floor to craft a garden made of thread and open beauty's door. Then through the crowd a shadow crept, a skeek of crooked bone, with mismatched eyes and clinking parts and words in raspy tone. Come clean the cellar's rubbish out, the strange old Igor said. The doctor takes her morning flight while villagers are in bed. Though northern storms begin to howl and fish begin to fall, the three have pledged to answer now the castle's lonely call. A warrior, a maker, and a girl of rose and thread, to face the dark of Stone Barrow with nothing left to dread.